After the last meeting, the infamous meeting, we looked at a lot of options, and one of the options was to have the meetings streamed, and we did a bit of research. Firstly, we were advised that it would cost approximately €20,000 to set it up, and then you would have to have somebody there monitoring the audio and the visual workings of the setup, which again would have a cost implication. And in an ideal world, if we had council had the money, of course we would go with it. So the alternative is that we're having our meeting today. All the parties going there today will accept that we have, firstly, to be respectful of everybody's point of view, and that from today that there will be no more personal abuse or any kind of attacks, vilifying of other members in the chamber. And we'd all work professionally from here on in.
Now, has the council not said all this before, and it didn't really change anything?
Absolutely. I actually attended a meeting over a year ago under Cora Harvey, stewardship of the council, again to agree the code of conduct. The difficulty with the code of conduct is that it has to be implemented, and that the person, somebody has to be identified and accepted as being the person who has the authority to implement a code of conduct. And I'm optimistic that today we will arrive at a unanimous decision amongst all the parties that the code of conduct will be clearly identified and clearly implemented from here on in.